So yesterday we were talking about a genius named Andrew Hsu.
Right, 我们昨天呢在聊一位天才 Andrew Hsu, or 中文是徐安卢。Now, he went to college when he was only 12.
Wow. You know, and when he was young, he was so smart that he couldn't even stay in school. He wanted to learn about things all the time.
他小时候真的太聪明了。School was just boring to him. 学校对他而言根本就是无聊，浪费时间哦。So zoos and museums became his classrooms.
Right, that's where he studied. But he didn't just study, he also did creative things, right? Like writing books, making movies.
Right, he's not just smart.He is also creative, 很有创意的，他可以写书又制作自己的电影。
A really interesting guy. We're going to find out more about him today, so please stay with us.
Andrew Hsu, more than smart.
Reading A.
As a kid, you liked taking toys apart. Why?
I liked to see how they worked. I felt proud when I could put them back together.
How do you feel about being called a genius?
I think I'm just like other teenagers, but I really don't want to be limited by my age.
So the first question in this interview with Andrew Hsu is,As a kid, you liked taking toys apart. Why? So it starts out like this, as a kid. Now when we use as and then some time in your life, like kid, that means when you were that age.
所以我们对 Andrew 这个专访的时候，对他做的专访的时候，我们问他的第一个问题是 As a kid, you liked taking toys apart. Why?句首这个 as something 就是呢当年纪是什么的时候，所以 as a kid 就是当你是小孩子的时候。
So as a teenager, Jonathan had a lot of homework.
诶，这 Clayton 怎么会知道我青少年的时候有很多的功课呢？
Well, because everyone in Taiwan has a lot of homework when they are a teenager.
真的是这样，在台湾的小朋友呢，学生都有很多很多的功课。Now, as a kid, what did Andrew Hsu like?
Well, he liked taking toys apart. That means that he would take his toys, and then maybe he would break them, and then take all the pieces apart, and he would look at them to see how they worked.
接下来呢，在句子里头，我们看到 take something apart. Take something apart 就是把什么给拆开。So I am taking my pen apart. 所以我们问 Andrew, 他说你身为小孩子的时候你喜欢把东西给拆开，为什么呢？
Well, he liked taking toys apart to see how they worked. And he also liked putting them back together. When he was able to do this, he felt really proud. And of course, when you feel proud, that means you feel good about yourself.
而他给我们的回答呢，首先是说 I like to see how they work. 我就是想看看他们是怎么运作的。接下来他说 I felt proud. Now proud 这个形容词呢，就是骄傲的意思。 I felt proud when I could put them back together. 我们之前看到说 take something apart 就是把什么拆开，这里我们看到 put something back togetherPut something back together, 就是把什么东西给装回去。所以他说，把东西装回去以后，我会感到很骄傲。
So the next question in the interview with Andrew is, how do you feel about being called a genius? Now this is an interesting question because we want to know what it's like for Andrew when everybody says, wow, you're a genius, you're so smart.So Jonathan, how does he feel?
所以我们这里问 Andrew 说，哎，大家都叫你天才，哦，天才，天才，哦，我的 big star。那 Andrew 会有什么感觉呢？这里我们问他说 ，How do you feel about being called a genius? 这里我们看到 how do you feel about A， 就是你对 A 有什么感觉。那 A 是个名词，所以 B 这个 be 动词要让它变成动名词加上 ing， 所以你被称为天才有什么感觉？ Well, he just wants to be like any other person.
Right, and he doesn't really feel like he's that special. You know, he feels like in most ways he's very similar to other teenagers.
这里呢 Andrew 他的回答是 I think I'm just like other teenagers. 我觉得我就跟一般的青少年一样啊，真的是非常非常谦虚。Even though he is this big genius.
Mm-hmm. But there's one thing he doesn't want. He says, but I really don't want to be limited by my age. Now, your age, of course, is how old you are. And if you're limited by something, that means that something stops you. You can't do something.
而在这里呢 Andrew 他要表达一个重点哦，就是 But I really don't want to be limited by my age. 这里我们看到 be limited by something. Be limited by something 就是被什么东西给困住，限制住。所以 Andrew 他说我真的呢不想要被年龄给控制住。
So Jonathan, we're limited by time. So we need to take a break.
Let's take a break.
Andrew Hsu, More Than Smart.
Reading B.
When did you decide to study science and medicine?
At age 4, I was even more sure of my decision after my grandpa got sick.
Who inspires you the most?
My father. He never asks me to do or learn anything.He just lets me find out what I'm really curious about.
Now we know Andrew is very smart and he's also very hardworking. He could be anything he wants when he grows up. And what does he want to be? A doctor. Yes, he wants to be a doctor and help people. That's why he's studying medicine. That's what you study when you want to be a doctor.
那么在这里呢我们看到一个名词哦 medicine medicine 在这里可不是我们一般在吃的那个药哦，这里的 medicine 呢是医药的意思，而它另外一个还想要读的东西呢就是 science science 这个名词就是自然科学。所以我们问 Andrew a question.
Right, when did you decide to study science and medicine? Now decide means that you choose to do somethingSo, he's being asked, when did you know that you wanted to be a doctor?
Right. 而在这里呢，我们就问他一个问题，说，哎，你到底是什么时候决定要读自然科学以及医药？这里这个动词决定就是 decide, decide. 那它的名词呢，就是 decision, decision. 后面那个 S 发音是发 Z, decision.
So, for example,I decided to go to Japan for spring break.
而 Clayton 给我们的句子呢 I decided to go to Japan for spring break. 我决定呢春假的时候要去日本。But what's Andrew's answer?
Well, Andrew decided when he was only 4 years old that he wanted to study medicine.
文章这里说 at age 4.他四岁的时候就决定说他要读自然科学以及医学。At age 4, 我四岁的时候 I didn't even know my bubba.
I already told you, Andrew is much smarter than you.
Did you know your ABCs when you were 4?
I probably knew my A's and B's, maybe not my C's. Okay, let's get back to Andrew. Now Andrew says later,I was even more sure of my decision after my grandpa got sick. Now, that just means that he knew he wanted to be a doctor, but then when he saw his sick grandfather, he thought, I really want to be a doctor. I know for sure that's what I want to do.
而接下来呢 ,Andrew 他还给我们另外一个答案呢、哦、他这里说 I was even more sure of my decision. 这里我们看到 be sure of something. Be sure of something 就是确定某事。所以他告诉我们他阿公生病了以后他就更确定了他的那个决定啊。
Now the next question for Andrew is, who inspires you the most? Now, inspire, this word, it means give you a feeling of wanting to do something. So if someone or something inspires you, that means it makes you really want to do something.
接下来呢，我们问了这位天才一个问题，我们说 who inspires you the most? 而这个动词 inspire,inspire 就是启发的意思，所以我们问说到底是谁呢最启发了你 and his answer is
my father. So his father inspires him, but his father never says you must learn this. His father has a special way of teaching Andrew.
而在这里呢 Andrew 他的答案是我爸爸最启发了我，这里他说 he never asks me to door learn anything. 这里蛮有趣的、哦、我爸爸呢从来不叫我做任何事或是学任何东西，根本就是不干涉我。 But then the next part of the answer, he says, he just lets me find out what I'm really curious about.
Yeah, yeah. So when you find out something, that just means you learn about it. And Andrew is learning about all the things that he's curious about. When you're curious, that just meansyou really want to know about something. You want to learn everything you can about it.
而在这里呢我们看到两个重点哦。一个呢就是 find out 这个动词片语。Now find out 就是找寻啊探索发现的意思。这里我们看到这个形容词 curious, curious 就是好奇。所以他爸爸呢让他可以探索他真正自己对他有兴趣的事物。That way you can really be very good at it.、
Mm-hmm. All right, everybody.We've got to go to Word Power. Stay with us.
Word Power.
Word Power. And our first word of the day is proud. Proud.
Proud 是个形容词哦，骄傲的。
Kevin's parents are proud of him for his good grades.
Kevin 的父母呢，以他的好成绩感到很骄傲。Good boy.
Limit, limit.
Limit 是个动词，限制的意思。
I limit myself to one dessert a day.
Good idea. 我呢，限制我自己一天只吃一道甜点。
Inspire, inspire.
Inspire 是个动词哦，启发的意思。
Her mother inspired her to become a singer.
她的妈妈启发她去当歌手。La, not me though.
Curious, curious.
Curious 是个形容词哦，好奇的。
People are curious about the future.
人们对未来感到很好奇。
I know, I'm curious about the future.
Will it rain tomorrow?
Keep in mind.
I'm trying to choose a Christmas card. Which one do you like the most?
I think this card is the most beautiful one. Oh. 好啦好，我们等一下再选啊。我们现在看一下今天课文里头啊，有一句话提到 My father inspired me the most.My father inspired me the most. 在这边 the most 最高级的副词哦，它是用来修饰 inspire 这个动词哦，意思也就是说启发我最多人就是我的父亲哦。 那像是 the most, the best 这类的最高级副词，它都可以用来修饰动词。那在口语当中呢，这个 the 通常都会省略掉。不过我刚才有跟 Clayton 提到，我觉得这张卡片是最漂亮的一张。最漂亮的英文要怎么讲呢？The most beautiful， 可是在这边 the most beautiful 它就是最高级的形容词，那在这里呢 the 是千万不能省略的哦，记住了吗？
You know, I think this one is the nicest.
This one is much more beautiful. It got little birds.
Andrew Hsu, more than smart.As a kid, you liked taking toys apart. Why?
I liked to see how they worked. I felt proud when I could put them back together.
How do you feel about being called a genius?
I think I'm just like other teenagers, but I really don't want to be limited by my age.
When did you decide to study science and medicine?
At age 4, I was even more sure of my decision after my grandpa got sick.
Who inspires you the most?
My father. He never asks me to do or learn anything. He just lets me find out what I'm really curious about.Review time!
For review time, we have a story about Thomas Edison, and you just need to fill in the blanks.
我们的 review time 是有关这个世纪大发明家 Edison 爱迪生哦。那么请你呢把它填起来用正确的单字。
Thomas A. Edison was a blank child.
爱迪生是一位什么 child 呢？A curious child, 充满好奇心的小孩子。
He always asked why and tried to blank how things worked.
他总是在问 why, 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 and try to find out how things worked. 总是尝试想要找出这东西是怎么运作的。
Also, he was never blank by anything.
He was never blank.Blank 什么呢 ？Limited by anything， 从来不受任何东西的限制。Everything is possible.
Yeah, what an interesting guy. Okay, everybody, that's it. Stay with us.
Living phrases.
Flower is nice. Who gave it to you?
I don't know. I want to find out.
Let's read the card on the flower and maybe we can find out.
Good idea.
It says, I bought you your favorite flower.
Oh, how did he find out that I love flowers?
You have beautiful hair, and it smells nice.
Wow! How did he find that out?
Wait! I just found out something.
What is it? You found out his name?
It says, For Angela, my love. Sorry, I don't think this flower is for you.
Just for fun!
Okay, we have another proverb here today. This one is also about time, but it's a little bit different.
You can't turn back the clock. Wait a minute, I can do that. I can take my clock and move the hands backwards.
Yeah, I don't know. That might break it, though. But yeah, you could do that.
But is that what this proverb really means?
No, I think by clock they mean time. Time itself. A clock just sort of measures time, like a ruler measures distance, but it's not time itself.
Right, so even if we pushed back the hands of the clock, that wouldn't push back time.
Yeah, I think it means that things that happened in the past or years ago or even yesterday, you can't change them. You have to accept them because they're in the past. There are things that have already happened and you can't change them.
Wow. You know, I think that that is something that we all know, but sometimes it's really hard to accept that because things that have happened in the past, we feel bad about them, or we just wish we had a time machine or something that we could use to go back and change what we did.
Sometimes, too, the things that in the past were so fun and so great that you want to turn back the clock and go back to them and be in that time again. But in both cases, whether it's good or bad, you can't turn back the clock.
Oh, you know, Siobhan, when I was younger, I had a lot more free time. I wish I could turn back the clock and go back to when I had lots of free time.
Definitely. It's more fun. You know, you think of things when you were younger and you want to turn back the clock, but sometimes I'm just happy sitting at home and thinking about the wonderful times and then thinking about the good times that are going to happen, not just the things in the past, so maybe I don't turn back the clock all the time.
Right. So we can't turn back the clock, but we can still have lots of happy memories.
That's right. Memories are just things that we remember, all those good times or bad times, but they're all in the past. I mean, maybe it's good just to remember them, you know, and all the good, wonderful times.
Right. And if it's something bad that happened, it's okay because you can learn from it.
Yes, but you have to remember you can't turn back the clock. I think that in Chinese, you have a similar proverb or something that's sort of the same. Can you say it, Clayton?
时光如流水,一去不复回. So, you can't turn back the clock.